Bayou Diversity with Kelby Uchley.
In 1539, Hernando de Soto landed on the western Florida coast with 620 men and proceeded to march his entourage through the present-day southeastern United States in a fruitless search for gold and a passage to the Orient. Along with Cortez and Pizarro, he deserves the reputation as one of the most ruthless murderers in the history of the Americas. Like the conquerors of the Aztec and Inca, De Soto slaughtered Native Americans without remorse. Even these many victims were only a small fraction of those who succumbed to the introduced European diseases for which they had no natural resistance. Entire cultures crumbled due to depopulation. In addition to human catastrophe, De Soto's legacy involves havoc and destruction to natural ecosystems that continues today. In order to feed his men in the wilderness, De Soto offloaded 200 hogs with his baggage in Florida and attempted to herd them along during his hundreds of miles of ramblings, albeit in diminishing numbers as they were consumed. Of course, many escaped to become the first feral hog populations in North America. Few invasive species rival feral hogs in their ability to disrupt and destroy natural areas. Hogs are omnivorous, eating any and all forms of plant and animal life. They can capture baby rabbits and young fawns. Nests of ground-nesting birds such as quail and turkey are eaten. Hogs eat crawfish, mussel beds, and even large fish in drying pools. They can completely eliminate vulnerable species of native plants from an area. As voracious consumers of acorns, they can greatly reduce the number of acorn-dependent animals that live in a hardwood forest. Animals such as deer, squirrels, raccoons, wood ducks, and red-headed woodpeckers. For those who care about our natural areas, feral hogs should have a reputation no less infamous than Hernando de Soto.
Bayou Diversity is written and narrated by Kelby Uchley and produced at the studios of KEDM Public Radio.